it is life changing for them. It will be life changing for them. So I thank you, Father, for changing lives this evening because of your word. And Father, thank you for your call and anointing upon me to minister your word. And we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise for it in Jesus' mighty name. And let the church say amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, as you know, we have entered in to the Christmas season, the holiday season. Amen. But for us as believers, it should be a time of celebration. Amen. It should be a time for us to celebrate because we have plenty to celebrate. Glory to God. We have plenty to celebrate. So go ahead and turn to the 9th chapter of the book of Isaiah. The 9th chapter. And I'm going to read, you know, Isaiah was a prophet, and he prophesied about many things, and many things concerning the coming Messiah, the coming Savior of mankind. And so we see here in Isaiah chapter 9, the second verse, I'll just pick it up here at the second verse. It says this, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined." Glory to God. See, let me tell you something, folks. That's reason for celebration. That's reason for blessing the name of the Lord and worshiping him. I want to read that verse to you again. I'm reading from the New King James Bible. It says, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined." Now, the Amplified Bible reads this way. The Amplified Classic reads this way. "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of intense darkness and the shadow of death, upon them has the light shined." Look at somebody and tell them they're talking about me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm so glad that the light of the Son of God has shined in my life and changed my life forever. Glory to God. And I will bless his name. I will praise his name. Amen. And this is the time that we are celebrating his birth. Hallelujah. Celebrating the time that he stepped out of heaven and stepped down onto the earth because he loved God's creation, you and me. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to turn in your Bibles to the first chapter of the Gospel of John. John chapter 1. And listen to what John has to say as he was anointed by the Holy Ghost. It says, in the beginning, this is verse 1 of first chapter of John. "In the beginning was the Word, That's Jesus. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. Look at verse 4. Remember in Isaiah 9, verse 2. In him was what? Glory to God. In him was life, and the life was the what? Light of men. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The life was the light of men. We are no longer in darkness. Y'all hear me? We're no longer in darkness. Those of us that know the Lord, those of us that are born again, we're no longer in darkness. The Bible tells us we used to be in darkness, we used to be darkness, but now are we light in the Lord. And of course, we're told us to walk in that light. Am I right? Amen. And so it's verse 4 again, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Verse 5, and the light shines in the what? Hallelujah. I was in darkness and the light found me. Let me say that again. I was in darkness and the light found me. Hallelujah. And the light shines in darkness, and listen to this, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Which tells me it doesn't matter how bad it is, how deep into sin that you're in. But when the light of God, when the light of Jesus Christ shine on you, it overtakes that light. The light of God, the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, is more powerful than any of the darkness of the devil, any of the darkness of the world. Hallelujah. That's the reason when we read the end of the book, the Bible, we find out that we win. You go through the book of Revelation, man, there's a lot of action. There's a lot of stuff going on in the book of Revelation. And I tell you, it's no joke. And I tell you what, glory to God, I'm glad I'm going to be with Jesus because, hallelujah, I believe that the church will have been called away before the bad, really bad stuff start to happen. And we got some bad stuff happening right now. But this is Sunday school compared to some stuff that's going to be taking place in the book of Revelation. But I'm going to be with him. If you're born again, you're going to be with him. It's going to get rough down here. But I want to tell you something. Oh, by the way, it's going to get rough down here. You better get saved. If you listen to me, you ain't saved. You better get saved. Because I read the end of the book, and we are the winners. Not because of us, not because we're so smart, but because of him. Jesus himself is going to annihilate his enemies. And all we have to do is stand back and watch and glorify him. Amen. Glory to God. I can imagine Sharon here climbing down off of her horse and doing a little dance while Jesus is taking care of business. You wouldn't be the only one dancing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The darkness will never conquer light. Never. Glory to God. And every year, this time, we need to celebrate. Well, actually, we need to do it every day. But as we approach the day that we celebrate the birth of our Lord, we need to approach it with thanksgiving, with praises flowing forth from our lips. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So it is supposed to be a time of rejoicing. And we're told, matter of fact, we're told in the Word of God to rejoice every day, at all times. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, what? Rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say,
rejoice.
Amen. And I, you know, I'm a little proud of myself. Let me pat myself on the back here. I'm proud of myself because I went to school. And I learned that always means always. Always means always. And let me say this. Because we live in this fallen world, we have many, many opportunities to be sad, don't we? To be disappointed. But we're told to rejoice in the Lord always. And you know how you can do that? By taking all those cares that you have and casting it over on Jesus. Give the cares to Jesus, and you go forth rejoicing. We're to go forth rejoicing. And now here's what's so sad. See, this is the time of year when the believers should be really rejoicing because we're celebrating the birth of Christ. Many of us are depressed. I've often wondered about that. I've wondered about it. Amen. Let that brother in. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I've wondered about that. We're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, but yet you find this time of the year so many people are depressed. Have y'all noticed it? This is the time that when really rejoice and celebrate it. But many people are depressed. I want to say this to you. Don't allow the spirit of depression to come into your life. Hear me good. We are to be rejoicing because the Son of God was born. Amen? But now let me ask you a question. Do you think that the devil was happy over the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ? Absolutely not. Matter of fact, he tried to stop it. many times. He tried to stop it, but he couldn't stop it because light is greater than darkness. That darkness did not comprehend that light. He tried to stop it. I believe it was 2 days when the devil was super depressed. The day Jesus born and the day he rose again. And I believe he was more upset when he rose again than he was when he was born. Because he figured when he was born, I think I can take him out early. You know, me and my little devils, we're going to work together. We're going to get him out of here. Well, that didn't work. Amen. Amen. Jesus declared no man take his life from him. He says, I'm going to lay my life down. In other words, he was saying, at the appointed time, I'm going to lay my life down, and I'm going to do it willingly. And listen to this. I'm going to do it on my terms. Amen. Hallelujah. So when we should be rejoicing at his birth, the darkness, the spirits of darkness, they are depressed. So guess what they do? They try to get you depressed. They want to get your mind off of what really happened. Think about this for a moment. I've heard the reports in times past, it's during this time of the year when more suicides are committed than any other time during the year. Now, you tell me if that makes sense. This is the time when we should be rejoicing. But yet, many are depressed, and some commit suicide. Some think about committing suicide. Think about this. It's during this time of the year, around Christmas time, when we become really depressed over our lost loved ones that we had with us last Christmas. Why Christmas time? Because the spirits of darkness are not happy about the occasion. Some people feel like it's super spiritual to sorrow. It is not. We're told to rejoice. We're told to rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Wonder why the Apostle Paul repeated that in Philippians, I think, chapter 4. Why do you think he repeated that? Because he understood human nature, and he understood how the enemy affect people. Human nature and what can be added to that. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. You have loved ones, I'm sure, that maybe have been with you in the years past. It's not going to be with you this year. You praise God. You keep on praising God. You keep your head up, and you focus on the fact that Jesus Christ was born. Hallelujah. And if your loved one was born again, they're in heaven waiting on you anyway. Hallelujah. Learn to focus on the right thing. Amen. Are you still with me for a few more minutes? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Another mistake, and I got a little ahead of myself in my notes, but I wrote here about four things to watch out for this Christmas season that will take your minds off of what this season is all about. And of course, one is allowing yourself to be depressed. Whatever you do, fight depression. Fight depression in the name of the Lord Jesus. Another one is becoming too busy to enjoy the season. I got to get this done. I got to get that done. We got to do. Well, it's okay to do, but it should never overshadow the reason for the season. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Thank God for gifts, the giving of gifts, the receiving of gifts. That's all good. That's a blessing. But that should never overshadow what Jesus did. Never get so caught up in buying your gifts that you forget the reason for the season. Are you still here? Hallelujah. Another one is this. Overspending. One definition for overspending is buying more than you should have. Another one is spending money you ain't got. Now, I grew up hearing people say this, and they're still saying it today. You hear a person ask another person, are you looking forward to Christmas? Y'all have heard that question? Yeah. Are you looking forward to Christmas? And you'll find this response with many people, not really. Matter of fact, I'll be glad when it's come and gone. Anybody ever heard that? I'll be glad when it's come and gone. That lets you know right there, they are completely out in left field. They don't even understand what the Christmas season is about. It's all for them, it's all about things. Things. And things are good if kept in proper perspective, kept under control. There, are you ready for this? There are people that will get so in debt during the holidays that it will take them the rest of the year to get out of debt. By the time they get out of debt, it's time to get back in debt again because Christmas is already here. Oh, it's the truth. That's bondage, folk. That's not what the season is about. The season is to celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. We were in darkness, but light came. Hallelujah. But yeah, people spend, overspend. And matter of fact, some of them don't get out of debt. They just get deeper in debt the next Christmas. Amen. to finally, as I like to call him, finally the snatchback man's coming and taking away some of their stuff because they can't pay for it. I don't care if you don't have a $50. You glorify God with what you got. Which leads me to the next one. Not only do many people overspend, spend money they don't have, but you know why they do it, many of them? Not so much because they love their kids or they love their husband or their wife. Some of it's that's the reason for some of it, but some of it is plain old competition. Plain old competition. Well, John Doe got his wife a new car for Christmas. Of course, John Doe is probably making $750,000, $750,000 a year. This brother probably making 45 or less. You have to understand, there's some people you can't compete with financially. Now, when you get that issue settled, you'll be well on your way. There's some people, matter of fact, let me clarify that even further. Matter of fact, we shouldn't be trying to compete with anybody anyway. Leave the competition on the ball field, or on the basketball court. You hear what I'm saying? That's good old friendly competition. But when it comes to your wallet, you better use some sense.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So these are some things that we need to keep in mind this Christmas season. Let me go over it real quick again. I'm about to finish up here. Watch out for busyness. Being so busy that you lose sight of the reason for the season. Whatever you do, watch out for depression. Especially if you're a competitive person. And you are being whipped. You seem to come in on the short end of the stick every time. Don't you let depression come in. I'm so glad that my wife and I, when we didn't have two pennies to rub together, we could still praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we knew how to use our faith. We knew how to say, Father, I thank you that we'll be able to do that too. Not because we were competing. I remember there were things that we wanted to get our children that we couldn't get them at that time. So we just thank God that we just thank God for it. But in the meantime, we gave them what we could give them. Amen, Crystal. We gave them what we could give them. You know what children need more than anything today? Oh, yes, you know that, don't you? They need to know that their parents love them. Let me say it again. They need to know that their parents love them, and not only that, that their parents will spend time with them. Hallelujah. You ever seen something that you thought, oh, I'd love to buy that for my little son or my little daughter? And you save up and save up and save up, and finally you buy it and you give it to them, and they may play with it for a little while, And after a while, you find it over in the corner, and they playing with every day, playing with a toy they had 5 or 6 years. And you wasted all that money. What you need to do, make sure you love them. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of you young people, ain't many of y'all in here, you want love? You just want to be loved. There's two right here. Well, how many of you think you're young, just want to be loved? Amen. Hallelujah. So watch out for depression. Don't overspend. And stop competing with other folks. Amen. Now, I want to, I'm getting ready to close. I want you to turn to Matthew, the 2nd chapter. Matthew chapter 2. I'll begin reading it, verse 7, as we close out. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also. Of course, he was lying because he had other intentions. Verse 9. When they heard the king, they departed, and behold the star. You listening? Behold the star, which they had seen in the east, went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. Verse 10, put it on the screen for me. When they saw the star, what did they do? They rejoiced, what? With exceedingly great joy. Hallelujah. They rejoice, and that's what we should be doing. I want to read from another translation here. It says, this is verse 10, and when they saw the star, they were so ecstatic that they shouted and celebrated with unrestrained joy. Hallelujah. So during this season, celebrate with unrestrained joy as we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for Jesus. Thank you for sending him to us, delivering us from the power of darkness. Now we are walking in your marvelous light, and we're so grateful for it. And we give you the glory. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory.